Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker is only the third governor in U.S. history to face recall. His swift move last year to curb collective bargaining rights for most public workers polarized the state. But there's another recall happening in Wisconsin that's getting far less attention. It's against Walker's Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish. Wisconsin Public Radio's Sean Johnson reports.
Wisconsin Democrats who want to wear their politics on their sleeves, their coats, or their caps might be customers of Dennis Coyer.
Whoever they support, I've got the button for it, and I've got anybody but Walker buttons if they haven't decided yet.
Coyer sells political buttons out of a pushcart in Madison. He's a professional carpet cleaner by trade and says he doesn't really care about the business of buttons. He just likes talking Democratic politics with the people who buy them.
I've got some cute ones. I've got some recall Walker. I've got Walker's face that says nope instead of hope.
But people looking for that perfect button to show how they feel about Walker's lieutenant governor will have to check back later. Coyer's got nothing in stock. He says Democrats want to recall Rebecca Clayfish, but the focus is all on Governor Walker.
Clayfish really just doesn't come up. They're more intent to get rid of Walker and the agenda and assume that Clayfish is going to be swept out with that agenda.
The lack of attention to the lieutenant governor is not surprising, given the office's low profile. Clayfish has a paid staff of just 4 full-time employees, including herself. And yet, more than 800,000 Wisconsin residents signed recall petitions to oust her from office, a sign that the anger against Walker has spilled over to her. Scott Walker's campaign favored someone else to run as his lieutenant governor in 2010. But if that bothers Rebecca Clayfish, you wouldn't know it from the way she promotes the governor's agenda, including his stand on collective bargaining.
If he is the CEO, I guess I am the CMO, the chief marketing officer, because we need to be out there selling Wisconsin.
Clayfish ran her first campaign in 2010. She portrayed herself as a minivan-driving mom and told voters about her previous career in television.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Clayfish. You might remember me as a watchdog reporter.
But like everything else in Wisconsin politics these days, this race for lieutenant governor is about Scott Walker. Clayfish embraces the Walker factor. She warns Republicans that unlike in regular elections, she won't share a ticket with Walker. People have to vote in both races. And if they don't, Republicans could win one office and Democrats could win the other. Clayfish says that would be unacceptable.
We are partners. We are a team, and that's why it's important that both members of the team are reelected on June 5th.
Clayfish is next in line to be governor should Walker leave office for any reason. It's a point you're more apt to hear from her likely Democratic opponent.
There's not a lot of people that can answer me when I ask the question, what does Lieutenant Governor do? A lot of people say he wakes up every morning, or he or she wakes up every morning and checks the pulse of the governor.
That opponent is Malin Mitchell, a firefighter and president of Wisconsin's Firefighters Union. Mitchell says lieutenant governors become governors all the time, and it could happen in Wisconsin.
In my opinion, all she's done has been a rubber stamp to Scott Walker and his policies. And for that case, she's got to go as well.
It's an easy sell for Mitchell to make to Democrats, just as Clayfish's message goes over well with Republicans. Their challenge is making a handful of voters in the middle care about the unprecedented recall nobody's talking about. For NPR News, I'm Sean Johnson in Madison.